Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Thursday, the 23rd of June. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we've been preaching through the Psalms of Ascent. That's numbers 120 to 134. The sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts give a bit more information. And today, we're in Psalm 128 and verse 3. Verse 3 reads as follows: "Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your sons will be like olive shoots around your table." This verse is set in the context of the beginning of the psalm, talking about how blessed we are when we fear the Lord and walk in his ways. And there are promises to those who do so, eating the fruit of your labor, blessings and prosperity. And now he gets more specific. It's about your wife. It's about your sons. It's about your family. It's about those close to you. A life lived in obedience to God results in a settled home life and a hope-filled future. Husbands who walk with the Lord will bless their wives. The fact that the woman is within the house, as it says in verse 3, points to her faithfulness. She is not a wayward wife, as in Proverbs chapter 7, verse 11. She is loud and defiant. Her feet never stay at home. None of us want that situation with a wife or a husband. And the promise is that, no, the wife will be within your house. She'll be like a fruitful vine. The vine in the Old Testament symbolizes fruitfulness and sexual charm, as well as festivity. Songs chapter 7, verses 8 to 12. "I said, I will climb the palm tree. I will take hold of its fruit. May your breasts be like the clusters of the vine, the fragrance of your breath like apples, and your mouth like the best wine. May the wine go straight to my lover, flowing gently over lips and teeth. I belong to my lover, and his desire is for me. Come, my lover, let us go to the countryside. Let us spend the night in the villages. Let us go early to the vineyards to see if the vines have budded, if their blossoms have opened, and if the pomegranates are in bloom. There I will give you my love." The vine symbolizing such beautiful and wonderful things as such depths of love and delights of love. This is what is promised to those who will fear the Lord and walk in his ways. Parents who walk with the Lord will bless their children. The children in this verse, I think, are intended to refer to real children, but they also symbolically point to hope and promise in the future. The emphasis here is on the results of faithful reverence and walking with God, but also the clear implication is that the blessings that come from this are never intended to stop with that one person. A life lived walking in God's way is a life geared at blessing others. Acts 20, verse 35. Jesus himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." A life lived walking in God's way is a life that is planned at blessing others. As Peterson says in his book, A Long Obedience in the same direction, as we learn to give and to share, our vitality increases, and the people around us become fruitful vines and olive shoots at our tables. Do we want to grow? Do we want to see the people around us grow and mature and to see greater life and vitality? Then we should take responsibility for living in fear of the Lord and walking in his ways. If we want to see a blessing not only on ourselves, but on all those around us, whether it's in our home or our neighborhood or at our workplace, then we will do well to heed the call from verse 1, to fear the Lord and to walk in his ways. Well, tomorrow we'll go on to verse 4. But until then, if you'd like to know more about our church work, you can find out by looking at nwlcc.org and you can contact me from there. We will pick up on verse 4 tomorrow. But until then, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.